Do you get excited when you start daydreaming about the times you're planning for future outings in the outdoors? Perhaps you've just been considering the idea of using the interest in God's creation that others have to connect them with their Maker. Well, why not join us, won't you, as we visit with pro and amateur sportsmen alike who help others come to know their Creator on the trail to adventure. Here's Jerry Calouet, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
All right, Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors in Laramie, Wyoming, and here visiting with Craig and Louise Johnson. Certainly in the past, if you have been a listener for a number of years, you've heard both from Craig and Louise, and also just Craig by himself. Originally, they were in the Black River Falls area, lived in Hixton, and just a number of ways that they have used outdoor ministry, God's creation, and even the story of their changed lives to have an impact with men, women, and children. And they're doing the same thing here. Craig pastoring a church named Whitewater, and a lot of interaction with a variety of groups of people. This is a university town. The University of Wyoming is here, but there's a host and an assortment of people, and it's a blessing to be able to be with them and look at some of the things that are going on in their life right now. But we're going to go back to the fact that at some point, Craig was starting to seek God and find out and asked him in prayer. That's important to understand. Asked him in prayer to reveal himself to him the way that he really wanted to have Craig know him. And first of all, Craig, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Thanks, Jerry. It's great to see you again.
Well, why don't we go to that time and what was taking place? And again, the key factor is, and there may be somebody right now that's been calling out to God for the same thing, but the fact that you can explain what was going on in your life and you just really called out in prayer to God to make himself known to you.
Yeah, that's accurate, Jerry. I think in a nutshell, that stage of my life was one where I'd been kind of to the bottom in a lot of ways, difficult childhood, difficult teenage years myself, addiction issues, all those sorts of things. Coming out of that and becoming more mature and responsible and successful relationally, Louise and I got married. Career-wise, I was able to establish myself in a career and thrive in that, and yet came to a point of realizing that if this is all that life is, it's kind of meaningless. And that was the point at which I turned and said, God, I don't know you the way you want to be known, and I need you to show me, because there's no point in my life otherwise. That was followed by a series of events where I was traveling and doing some work for Antler King Trophy Products, and the sports shows around the country, I'd be assigned to work with a salesman and talk with him, and about six trips in a row, I got assigned to work with a salesman from a variety of companies who knew Christ and who pointed me to a relationship with Christ and pointed me to the Word. It took me a little while. I'm kind of thick, but I finally realized that God was answering my prayer to reveal himself to me through his son, Jesus.
Well, one of those things was the gift of a Bible, and I know in our True Stories of Pro Outdoorsmen, you share, as one of those folks on that DVD, you make the statement, and it's so important that we understand that, you started your day every day from then on reading God's Word, and that's so important because George Barna, the Christian study group, tells us we're the most biblically illiterate generation since our founding fathers, and God's Word is clear as if we don't know His Word. Thy word have we hidden our heart so we might not sin against him. We have to know the Word to be able to put it to use in our life.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that was an example of a supernatural gifting that that I claim no credit for. But God gave me an insatiable passion for the Word that has not abated in any way in 12, 13 years now.
Well, also in the midst of all of these contacts, people sharing their testimony, and you mentioned the fact they did it in a gentle, not a forceful way, and might talk about that as there are those that are listening that maybe are a little bit afraid to share what Jesus has done in their life, what he can do in the lives of those folks they have contact with. I had also given a book to Todd Stittleberg, who owned Antler King, and that was a copy of Hunting Blunders, the one that got away when it first came out. And that also was another link in the chain of events of you coming to Christ. I mean, earlier before the interview, you even talked about the fact that there were people in high school that had shared Christ and what they had said you'd never forgotten. So So let's talk a little bit about that link in the chain of events that was transpiring as you made that prayer.
Yeah, it's not something that came upon me really suddenly. God had been pursuing me my entire life, and I had been rejecting him and turning my back for my entire life. And yet when God's people are faithful to set him apart as Lord in their lives, their response is to be his reflection to the lost world around them. And even in high school, kids that had come to know Christ themselves shared Christ with me, and I knew full well the magnitude of what they were talking about, and I knew full well my desire for sin was greater than my desire to know Christ. And it was a rejection, and it was something that haunted me for 23 years, my realization that I did believe in Jesus and that I had said no. But there came a time when, by his grace, by his mercy, his long-suffering, his kindness, his desire that none should perish, he kept pursuing me, he kept giving me opportunities and planting people in front of me to point me to him. And sitting in the Antler King office that day and looking up at a bookshelf between phone calls and discovering the Hunting Blunders book was one of those markers that we've talked about, where God clearly and tangibly reached out to me and invited me to know him, showing grace and mercy and forgiveness. And that was what was attractive to me, probably the most significant verse of scripture for me and has been for a long time is 1 Peter 3:15. And it's interesting because so many people will recognize that as the verse that talks about being prepared to share the reason for the hope that we have to anyone who asks, but do so with gentleness and respect. And that's critically important to me. But the first part of that that gets left off so often actually informs the second part of that. And that is, but in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. And when I do that, he takes care of the opportunities. He is the one that changes me. And those changes are what are visible. And people say, what do you have? And I can say, let me introduce you to Jesus.
Amen. It's the love of Christ. And we need to be sharing that with others. So important. You had also said that Hunting Blunders appealed to you as you pulled it down because you could have written your own book. But I can tell you, folks, Craig has taken some deer, some nice deer and other animals, and they have fixed some incredible meals for Cindy and I when we have visited them through the years. And that is leading me to remind you that Cindy is about to share a recipe. Do send in your recipes, how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants that you harvest, and let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with and what kind of activity you like to do. You'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights. They're autographed, and hey, we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We are back. Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're in Laramie, Wyoming, visiting with Craig and Louise Johnson, and we've got Craig Johnson here. And Craig, this is part of, or this interview, besides reflecting on how you came to Christ and even looking at how you're now helping others come to Christ, goes back to God's Great Outdoors, 1996, going on the air. One of the first interviews was at Maranatha Bible Camp. There I did an interview with George Cheek and a guy named Steve Collins, who was the 1991 Predator Calling Champ. Steve came to Christ because Bert Harris started to reach out to him when Steve came to work at the Sydney Cabela's, because Bert, I believe at that time, was assistant manager. So in almost 2 years to the day, Steve wound up coming to Christ. And so he was at Maranatha with Bert that day that I was there, because I was there for Christian Bowhunter's 10th annual shoot. And so down the road, Steve not only coming to Christ, eventually winds up coming on our board Then from coming on to our board, comes to the board meetings, and we do them in the summer at Rushing Wind up in Ontario, Canada. And one year, Steve brings his son, Keith, and Keith and Steve are kind of, it had been a rocky road growing up as in Keith's life, and let's say the relationship wasn't the best, but you had a chance to go out on the Muskie Lake, and there have been others that have come to Christ on the Muskie Lake, and you didn't even know what had happened there in your time, but you had the time to be with Keith up there on the Muskie Lake. Let's talk about your introduction to Keith and your reflection on Keith. He was a man of few words, I guess we could say.
Very true. One of the things that when I was introduced to Keith, I realized was that his relationship to that point historically had been difficult with his dad, and it reminded me much of the relationship that I've had with my father. And so I had a compassion or a camaraderie with Keith as a young man, and getting to spend some time with Keith fishing was interesting because I'm usually not at a loss for words, and I did spend a few words that day as we fished. Keith didn't. Keith, I don't think, said three words the entire time we were there. And I knew because of the love of his father had expressed to me a desire that Keith be shown the love of Christ. So I shared Christ with Keith that day and shared my experience of coming to know Christ as Savior. He was not responsive, and I felt concerned that he wasn't having a good time. We weren't catching that many fish, and I was really not at all optimistic at the end of the day that I'd left a favorable impression on Keith, especially in sharing faith. And if you can fast forward a year from that point, we were back at Rushing Wind for another meeting and a board meeting, and among the speakers that were scheduled to share that day was Keith Collins. I remember Keith getting up and sharing his testimony as a man who had come to Christ, and in the middle of it, he turned and pointed to me, and that man right there took me fishing and shared Christ with me that day. And I continue to be stunned because God does that. He does his work despite us, through us, with our if we're just obedient, he can do it without us even being aware. And I just was so amazed at God's goodness and so grateful that God had accomplished what he intended, because I was pretty ham-handed in how I shared, and just as I frequently am. And yet God accomplishes his desire to share his love with the lost world.
We're kind of looking, folks, at the domino effect of one person coming to Christ, leading another person to Christ. And again, the urgency that we should have as we're looking into people's lives, realizing that we all die one day. And we don't know if that person that we're crossing trails with on that day, will we ever even see them again? So consequently, if we have that opportunity to share, or if the person will be willing to listen, it's always about relationships and building relationships. That goes back to what happened with Bert Harris and Steve Collins as he built that relationship. Now God continues, and you didn't even realize it. We're building a relationship with Keith and opening the door up of Christ's life. And we're going to hear a little bit more about this. We need to take one more break, and we'll be back.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
What if there was a recreational ministry that targeted all students, regardless of age or physical ability? Well, there is. Center Shot Ministries is an archery program that shares the love of Christ while teaching the fundamentals of target archery. This is a proven and successful archery instruction that can even be done inside your church. Center Shot engages the students for Christ and develops their skills in archery. Check out their website at centershotministries.org or call 920-634-5978.
Polestar Outdoors is a nonprofit Christian organization whose sole passion is to come alongside young people and, by utilizing the outdoors, help guide them through life. We use hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, and competitive shooting to try to impact the students of this generation. For more information, go to our website at polestar-outdoors.org or call 307-254-4179.
We're back. Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again in Laramie, Wyoming, visiting with Craig and Louise Johnson. Many of you folks listening in Wisconsin and other areas have met this couple, and it's a blessing to be around them and see what God is doing in their life and how they're reaching others. In fact, Craig came to Christ. A couple of months later, Louise came to Christ, and then I know you led someone that was working for you to Christ, and there was individuals at the church that were starting to come in. One gentleman, I think, that had recently got out of prison, he came to Christ. The list just goes on. And that is that trail as you're going, but this crossing of trails that we're talking about, Keith now is leading people to Christ, and his dad, Steve, says he's just so dynamic and can't believe some of the stories he hears. In fact, him sharing in front of all those people, he did an amazing job, and this is a guy that hardly ever even speaks, but he did an incredible job. Maybe we can reflect in the blessing it is to be able to see folks come to Christ and be used as just a small part of that, because there are, as I said, those links in the chain of events. Craig, why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, I think that that's one of the most humbling parts about it for me, is the realization that, as we were talking about, whether it's links on a chain or points on a line that extends in both directions, our job in response to the grace and mercy of Christ is to reflect Him to others around us. And it really isn't about us, our ability to speak. We might think we speak well, or we might not think we speak well at all. And yet God accomplishes His purposes. And I remember being stunned when the guy I had been fishing with was on the list of people to speak at that board meeting at Rushing Wind, thinking, well, this will be quick. But it wasn't quick. It was remarkable, and it was powerful, and it's evidence that it is God. It is not about us. It's not about the people, and it's not about eloquence. It's about God, the power of His Holy Spirit to change a life, and His desire that none should perish.
Certainly not being afraid to share because of the reaction you might receive. There will be those that will, like if you ask, can I pray for you? They're going to holler no. That happened to Cindy and I in Homer, Alaska. We were at a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant. It didn't mean we didn't pray. But those reactions, Christ had told us, that is going to happen. It isn't you that they're rejecting. It's Jesus Christ in the word that He spoke.
Yeah, and most of us, if we're honest, can reflect to a time when that's how we reacted, when we were offered a saving knowledge of Christ. Our job is to obey Jesus. Our response to Him is a joyful obedience. It's not obedience as we understand it in the material world. It's a loving response of, oh, I get to participate in this, Lord, and this is as unto You. This love that You have for these lost people is just, I'm just a conduit for it. And my response to Your grace and mercy is to be as unobstructed a conduit as I can be. I guess what I'd like to do to wrap up is to encourage you, if you're the person who's sitting on that fence and has considered but not made a commitment and a decision for Christ, to yield yourself to Him, because it is an invitation, and it's as if someone were to set a glass of water before you and you were dying of thirst. The glass of water's not going to save you unless you pick it up and drink it. And Jesus has set living water before each of us and invited us. He desires that none should perish, and pick it up and drink it and be refreshed and live forever with eternity in heaven with Christ. It is real. This truth of heaven is real. The hope of heaven is real. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Today is the day of salvation, and if you're an individual that doesn't know the Lord, not knowing that you're going to have tomorrow, you certainly need to look at making that decision for Christ. And if you're an individual that's been holding back in sharing because it may affect a relationship or your position at work or whatever the case might be, honestly, God will reward above and beyond what it is that you would lose. I guarantee that. So, Craig, appreciate the fact that you opened the house up to me as I'm traveling from here to there and different things that are going on with God's Great Outdoors, and always appreciate you and Louise and the love that that you guys have for us and how you've helped God's Great Outdoors. And thanks for sharing also with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors and letting them know how God's been working in your life and is working in your life.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It truly is a remarkable privilege to share the Trail to Adventure with you and with so many other of the listeners, and to know that it's part of something bigger than any of us. It's part about God's desire for salvation for mankind.
So relationships were developed, and people who love spending time in God's creation came to Christ. This is fourth in a series of programs that all started with an interview with George Cheek at Maranatha Bible Camp near North Platte, Nebraska. We look back on the Christian Bowhunters of America's 10th annual archery shoot that was held there and talked about the folks I met and the interviews that I did in those early days of God's Great Outdoors radio program. In meeting Bert Harris and discovering his building a relationship with Steve Collins and how he came to Christ almost 2 years to the day that relationship started. Then on to Steve Collins joining the board of God's Great Outdoors, his meeting Craig Johnson at Rushing Wind, who, by the way, Craig coming to receive Jesus Christ through outdoor ministry and reading a copy of Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away that he'd found on a shelf at Antler King, when only out of 2 days that he ever worked for Antler King, he was in the office. The rest of the time, he was doing field work. Then Craig fishing with Steve Collins' son Keith, and Keith coming to Christ there at Rushing Wind. And we have just a sample of those who were effectively touched by me originally attending that 10th annual Christian Bowhunter Shoot in Nebraska. There are a number of other stories that could be shared that time won't allow. But see, there's a domino effect caused by reaching others with the gospel and how it changes lives. Then those whose lives have been changed start to reach out to others, and so it goes on. And last, friends, what about you? Do you have the certainty if you died this minute that you'd be able to stand in the presence of God and have Him welcome you in? Or would He say, "Get away from me, I never knew you," and you would be cast out of His presence forever into the lake of fire, where we're told there's wailing and gnashing of teeth, the worm never dies, and you would be separated from God and all the people around you because you're in outer darkness? It's a terrible place to be, but Jesus spoke more of hell than He did heaven. The opposite is to be in His presence, to have no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering. We'd be with our God, He'll be with His people, and we won't need the light of the sun, moon, or stars. This is for eternity. You have a choice. If you do not have the certainty you'd be with the Lord, why don't you call someone and talk to them right now about beginning that first-time relationship with Jesus Christ, coming under the blood that was shed on the cross for you. That number is 1-888-NEED-HIM. Again, that's the words, need Him. I promise you won't be sorry if you make this call and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and receive Him as your Lord and your Savior. You'll have a peace that passes all understanding. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Make that call and make it right now. You'll be so glad that you did.
Ex-Cincinnati Reds catcher Brian Dorsett remembers the time his boat almost got away. It happened quite a few years ago while Brian was still in college. He and a neighbor friend took off on one of their usual fishing trips. Mike Watson and Brian loaded an old John boat in the back of the pickup truck and down the road they went. Leaving their home in Terre Haute, Indiana, they whizzed down the highway. The two young men had failed to tie the boat down properly. Looking in his rearview mirror, Brian Dorsett could see the John boat had suddenly gone airborne. The watercraft landed on the pavement and came to a stop right in the path of the vehicle behind them. The driver of that old pickup truck slammed on his brakes and skidded to a stop. Well, praise God, no one was hurt, but they were hot under the collar. After apologizing, the two men reloaded the scratched and dinged up seaworthy craft back into their pickup truck. After arriving at the favorite farm pond, they both had a great day fishing. Now, Brian Dorsett may have almost lost it when it came to his John boat, and he's lost a ball game or two. But one place he didn't lose it, and that's where it comes to his eternity, through Jesus Christ. You can also be assured of an eternal home and have the peace that passes all understanding. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner, titled The End of the Line, contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by phone, mail, or email.
Do you feel moved to speak to someone right now about your relationship with the Creator of the universe? God sent His Son Jesus, so you can make a life-changing decision by inviting Him into your heart. Call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Now there's no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.